I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan, to give you reference of, because we just did the When We Knew Andy Reid Was Good, or when we knew, I guess, the truth was set free. Bob said when they released Kareem Hunt and still kept the tires rolling. Max says the evolution and the acquisition of Travis Kelce and the on to Cincinnati, and then also when the Bob Sutton firing happened. I had mentioned after 2015, so to the text that says, none of y'all mentioned when it was. Thanks for listening. To give reference to coaches.
When it was, we gave like legitimate examples, exactly. All three of us.
The whole segment.
Because I said he went 31-17 in his first 3 years. So I did a little bit of research during the break. Dan Campbell in his first 3 years as Lions head coach, 24-26. And then the two other longest tenured head coaches.
Oh, my God. Dan Campbell's one of the longest tenured head coaches now.
And moving on. John Harbaugh went 32-16. Mike Tomlin went 31-17 as well as Andy Reid in his first 3 years. And the guy that seems to be kind of the lily in the valley, Kevin O'Connell, has gone 34-17 in his first 3 years.
Wow.
As Minnesota's head coach.
So let me hear those coaches again.
So Dan Campbell in his first 3 years went 24-26. Now, again, that's
he had a bad situation to turn over.
So did Andy Reid.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh, not really a terrible situation, but John Harbaugh in his first 3 years went 32-16.
But he didn't have he inherited a good team that had just a dope for a coach in that Staley guy. That guy sucked.
But a new sort of
John Harbaugh, not Jim, for the Ravens.
Yeah, he took over a good situation though. That thing was moving. Yeah.
New man and a new voice, but went 32-16 his first 3 years. Mike Tomlin in his first 3 years in Pittsburgh, taking over for Cowher, 31-17. A lot of pressure. You're one of like three or four head coaches in history of the Steelers. And then the young man himself, Kevin O'Connell, has gone 34-17.
Who the hell did he take over for in Minnesota?
That guy that looks like Shanahan. What's his name? Gosh, what was his name? That he looked, he kind of looks like Mike.
Who was the coach before Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings?
BDI.
Mike Zimmer.
Oh, yeah, Zimmer. That's right. Yeah. He's dating like a 29-year-old girl too.
Is he's really?
In his 60s. Yeah. Look up his girlfriend. She's not as young as Jordan, but you know, she's pretty young.
That was a viral thing that went out a couple years ago.
Yeah. But he hasn't been back to coaching since he started dating her. I mean, but Dan Campbell and Andy Reid had the two hardest turnaround jobs. Andy Reid came in with no quarterback after a murder suicide and a fan revolt. Dan Campbell took over a Lions franchise that hadn't been good in 50 years. And then, you know, Harbaugh took over a good Ravens team, and obviously Tomlin took over a really good Steelers team, so they didn't have to do the flip. What Dan Campbell and Andy Reid have done, though, to flip those organizations like that, especially what Dan Campbell has done, too, because he didn't have his quarterback that first year, to flip that Lions thing, man, go out, get you a quarterback. It matters.
And Sean McVay, someone asked what he did his first 3 years, 33-15.
God. And so, he had to turn over a pretty bad franchise, too.
He might be
too.
One of the fourth longest tenured coaches. It might be Reid, Tomlin, Harbaugh, and McVay.
Well, Tomlin's first, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then Andy second?
Well, he came here in 2013, if you count that.
I
think Harbaugh was before
that. Oh, Harbaugh, yeah, John Harbaugh.
But, I mean, those are the three, Harbaugh, Tomlin, and Andy.
And Andy.
And then it's probably Sean McVay after that.
Mm-hmm. And then Dan Campbell in year four. Right. It's the shelf life of these coaches, right? Andy second.
Oh, Sean McDermott. Yeah, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's been there for 8 years. McVay, 8 years. Yeah, then LaFleur, 6 years. Zach Taylor, 6 years. Dan Campbell, 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said McDermott was how many years?
Eight.
So, 8 years.
He's got to be on the hot seat this year. And when I say hot seat, I don't mean like, oh, my God, he needs to be fired.
No, he's on that Schottenheimer
But
hot
he's
seat.
On the Schottenheimer hot
For
seat.
For sure.
Can he get you to the next level, right? I mean, I was talking about something with a friend of mine yesterday about this. Like, is this the guy that can get you to the next level? And if the answer is no, well, then you got to move on from him. And that's okay.
I mean, Josh Allen's 28 years old. You've got to do it.
It's not Josh Allen.
No, it's not Josh Allen. Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
This is not on Josh Allen
anymore. No.
Speaking of the quarterback, Tom Brady had this to say about what the quarterback is.
The quarterback, in many ways, is the CEO of the team, certainly on game day. There's nobody that impacts the game more than the quarterback in NFL football. Now, you have to have the ability and the belief from the entire team, offensively and defensively, that your word means so much. And how you act every day matters to all three phases of the game. So I just don't think as a quarterback you go and you punch the clock. I did my job. You know, I threw for 40 touchdowns. Why are we not winning?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing in the offseason to help your defense? What are you doing to push the personnel department to get people doing the right thing? Are you involved in game planning? I mean, I used to do game plans.
Sure.
I used to walk in there and say, these are the things we're doing. Okay, I used to do my own walkthroughs. I used to go, all right, guys, I don't give a coaches want to come. We're doing our walkthrough.
Right.
We're going to come up with our own signals. We're going to come up with our own, because this is what I need to be on the field to be successful. So that's what Peyton Manning did.
Yeah.
That's what Drew Brees did. That's what Phillip Rivers did. That, to me, is what the great quarterbacks do. So are these other guys going to come in and say, you know what, I know I'm getting paid a lot, and I know that I do a lot, but what can I do more so that we can accomplish more?
That's a great way to put it. And that's why, to me, the Super Bowl and the wins and the losses are a quarterback stat, because he compared this to the quarterback to being the CEO of the organization from an on-field standpoint. And he's not wrong about that at all. The head coach is your CEO. We all know that. But once that game starts, your quarterback is your leader. And CEOs all the time are credited for the good. And when it goes bad, they get a big, huge paycheck to go away, right? Like, that's how it works in the CEO world. They're responsible for the wins. They're responsible for the losses. You're the leader. You get the credit for that. And I think that comment there by Tom Brady showed me why Super Bowls and wins truly are a quarterback stat. You are the CEO of the organization. And then he started talking about basically what Patrick Mahomes does, because we hear about it all the time with Mahomes, being in the defensive meetings, being a defensive guy, talking to this guy. He's a chameleon. He can relate to everybody inside that locker room. That's what you have to be as the CEO and the leader of that organization. I think, and again, I saw this in the ESPN documentary, The Kingdom, that comes out on Thursday. Got a sneak preview yesterday. And they talked about the conversation that Brady had with Patrick Mahomes after the AFC Championship game loss. And they said they met for like 15 minutes and had this conversation. That may go down as one of the most important conversations that Patrick Mahomes has ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, the CEO comment kind of goes back and fires in a different direction with Josh Allen. Because if it's on McDermott, then how much do you put on the CEO? Because Josh Allen, similar to Sean McDermott, has got to find a way to beat Patrick Mahomes.
He does.
Now, I know that a lot of people could say, well, unfairness, because 13 seconds, that was...
Again, that's one example, though.
But again, like, leave less time.
Yeah.
Know what you're going up against. Leave 2 seconds to where all they can do is do a bunch of laterals on a kick return. When it's, you know, the end of the game, make sure that when you're going out to the line of scrimmage, you know exactly what play you can run. Go with the one that you can get at least 2 yards on. Make sure you make those throws. Everything has to be cleaner in those situations. So as much as you want to put blame on McDermott, you could put as much blame on Josh Allen, because if you go through the theory that Tom Brady just explained, that they're the CEO, they're the one that's going out there and seeing the situation live and in front of them and having to adjust in that moment, a lot of that goes on Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And a lot of that goes on the quarterback, and that's what it is. As I've always compared, you know, the restaurant industry for 18 years, like, I've always compared the quarterback to the general manager of the restaurant. Like, you are the most important person when you are there and you're doing your job at a high level, because everybody kind of reflects off of that. Like when you start a lineup or you send a message out and you're the general manager and everybody knows who you are, everybody tries to be a little bit better around you. Everybody tries to, like, you know, show out in front of you to give you the trust that you can have, you can handle a busy section. Whereas, like, you look at Rashee Rice in his rookie year, he looked at Patrick Mahomes and said, hey, general manager, hey, you can trust me. Mm-hmm. I can take advantage of this. I can take three tables at once. I can take on two guys and run my route perfectly. And when you put it into that perspective, that's why there's so much pressure on these guys to win, but win and when it matters and win in the playoff games. Yes, losing a heartbreaker on Sunday Night Football in week 14 to decide who gets the one, who gets the two seed, is no longer a falter in Patrick Mahomes' game if that happens to Buffalo. Oh, we'll see him in the playoffs and we'll beat him because we've done it before. The one seed doesn't matter. We've gone on the road and done it. When everybody doubted and said, well, he's always played at Arrowhead, he's always played at home, then he went on the road with an 11-6 team and beat everybody on the road and then went to the Super Bowl and won it.
Right.
So that is one of those things where, like, he knew what his restaurant was, an 11-6 team. They're good on Wednesdays and Saturdays when they run their specials. But when it came to when it mattered, he was like, you know what? On my busy days, I'm going to be my best, and I'm going to give the people exactly what they want, and that's when the playoffs start. So the CEO, the AK, the quarterback, and Tom Brady's analogy, yes, you run everything full, but when the times get tough, how much of a great CEO are you?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes just so happens to be much better than them. The walls crumble when it's Lamar and Josh.
They
now,
do.
Now, to Burrow's credit, he's done it. So that's why he rides that high. But can he continue to get back there? It's like Earl's premier winning over Maloney's.
Right.
You did it once. Can you do it again and again and again? Or does the other guy come back and show his face and tell you this is how much better I am than
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but no, I mean, the CEO thing, I think you make a great point with the Josh Allen stuff. And, you know, if you're going to be the CEO, then you've got to figure out a way to get the job done. And I know you're not being facetious, but some people will roll their eyes. You should have left time on the clock.
Patrick I'll roll Mahomes, my eyes at that.
I
will roll my eyes at that hardcore.
I'd like to say, and there's never an answer for this, I'd like to think Mahomes doesn't leave 13 seconds on the clock. Like, there are just the little things that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes just do that are better than everybody else, and it's stuff that we don't probably even recognize.
I also think Dave Tube would have kicked the ball, so they would have had to return it, and less time would have been on the clock. Sean McDermott, idiot.
Yeah, that's there. And I mean, I think that there are certain situations, because the other thing I will say, and then we can get into one word, where you can flip the script on Mahomes and Allen. I have seen Mahomes do that numerous times. Have I seen Josh Allen when the game is literally on the line?
Yeah. Mahomes is aware of everything.
And not only that, but you have to also look at the camaraderie of your team. Like with Travis Kelce going, hey, they just call a timeout. They come back out and they're, man, I'm going to go right here and just find it.
Yeah.
And to have that connection starts with your CEO and Patrick Mahomes. To be like, hey, yeah, that's not Josh Allen's defense, but that was a top five defense in the NFL that year, maybe top three defense in the NFL that year. And those guys in that intense situation were able to find a flaw in the most precious time of the game. Not only that, there's many trickle-down effects. If they don't have Tyreek Hill cutting across the middle of the field with his speed getting to where he can get, and then having the nuts of a kicker to kick that ball and send it to overtime.
But also, Sean McDermott's a defensive coach. He did not put his team in the right position out there at the end of that game. So do I think Mahomes would have taken less time? Probably. That's just the way I'm wired. I just think he knows every single nuance of every single moment of the game and life and all that kind of stuff. I probably feel like he would have left less time. I don't know that to be the case, but I think you're right. Tube would have done something different on the kickoff, and I'm sure the defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo probably wouldn't have left the wide open field in front of Patrick Mahomes and you know, the Chiefs.
100%.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Some big news came out yesterday. We all thought that it could be the case. Well, it is. Here we go.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
Sweetie. One word. Taylor Swift.
Sweetie, love, fun, excitement, all of those superlatives for this podcast that's coming out tomorrow night.
Don't use any of those five that Bob said.
Yeah, you can use any one you want.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
You talk about two people at the highest of highs in life. You talk about someone who's never done something that we can finally get to see them behind a different curtain, right? We've always seen on stage. We've seen the TikToks and stuff like that. We've never seen her sit down with two football geeks and just spit. You know what I mean? Just getting after it, saying whatever she wants to say, telling stories, because there's so much to it. And you know, if you follow Taylor Swift, within everything she does, she's always leaving Easter eggs. And there will be a ton. There was a ton into this. Jason Kelce was wearing a Taylor Swift shirt, the silhouette, the same orange color of the album, which was the background of the New Heights thing. So there's, it's brilliant the way they're doing this. And the platforms of both are at the ultimate of high. So it's not to get somebody over to the next level. Mm-hmm. It's just, we're going to show you and tell all in a way of modernized technology, which is a podcast that is one of the highest viewed podcasts and probably the most highest viewed superstar in the entire world. It's absolutely brilliant.
What will have a higher number, the amount of podcast download watches or the amount of albums that have already been ordered? Because we've already ordered the vinyl, pre-ordered. My wife sent the screenshot this morning. So
nice.
That has been pre-ordered. Do you think we'll get more podcast downloads or more orders for the album?
Album?
That album's already gone double platinum.
It already has,
my
right?
first thought is like the album's just going to be albums absurd.
Albums worldwide, the podcast take a bit longer. We saw on FanDuel, it says over under 100 million and a half downloads.
In what time frame?
It just said overall. That'll have that by Friday night.
But when does it end? Because that could go forever. I mean, 20 years from now, I may download that episode.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, I'd probably still hit the over, even though that's a massive
comfortably
number.
Guys, Joe Rogan averages 200 million downloads per week. And that's, as Dusty said earlier, is just a United States-based podcast, right?
I mean, there's people across the globe, I'm sure, that listen to it. But
not
it's
like
main,
Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Its main demo is the United States.
For sure. No, that makes sense. I guess I was thinking about the figures that I looked at yesterday with the listens, but that's not the downloads, so that's a different number. That makes sense. So then, it'll
smash.
Easily surpass that.
I would put the number at 300 million.
I love it. Yeah, we should take bets. We should get a line out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy. It's early.
It's 7:30.
Tom Bahali visited St. Joe yesterday.
Nothing satisfied more than the ice cream Snickers.
He ain't lying.
Ice cream Snickers is like, that's the first one of the real ice cream bars that hit hard.
The best, man.
The Snickers ice cream bar, let's go.
He was just handing out for free, handing them out to Chiefs fans, man.
And players.
And players, yes. One of the players.
Everybody needs a post-career job, right? Ice cream man for Tamba Ali. If he's driving the ice cream truck, you're buying.
Oh, heck yeah.
I love seeing Tamba out there doing that. That's good. Makes me feel good.
I actually got stuff from the ice cream truck last week. It was great.
There was an ice cream truck here last week?
Yeah, or at my house. Yeah.
Oh, by your house.
By our house. I was like, hey, come
Did
on.
Did you go out and buy something?
Oh, yeah.
How much is an ice cream out of the...
It's expensive, though.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like $12 for one ice cream.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I don't think it was.
No, it's like $8.
Yeah, literally, though.
But they take card now.
Yeah.
Cheapest thing was like over $5.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
They had a toasted almond bar.
I think they probably had that. Yeah, I got a sundae. Mm. Got a strawberry. It was great.
Oh, like the guy made the sundae?
No, it was a prepackaged sundae type situation. But it was great. It was like $5.50. You know, like, geez,
damn, the price of ice cream.
Take a few quarters out from my mom, you know, go to the ice cream truck. That's not a thing anymore.
No.
Now I'm the old guy. High attendance in the MLB. We've been talking about baseball. It's not just back. I mean, it's thriving right now. The highest attendance for a weekend in baseball, for an August weekend since 2015, nearly 1.6 million fans attended games across the weekend. One word.
Nuts. That's nuts.
Crazy.
I mean, if you would have told me 2 years ago that 1.6 million people would have filed in to watch baseball over the weekend, no way. That's a huge, it shows you where baseball is, which again, we continue to have the conversations, and I did with somebody in baseball yesterday. They think ultimately the players union will fire Tony Clark and Rob Manfred will be able to get a labor deal done before having to go to a work stoppage. Now, there may be a quote unquote lockout in the wintertime, you know, when nothing's going on. They may miss a little bit of spring training, but people are starting to realize inside the game, we can't shut this thing down no matter what with where this thing is right now. Baseball, I keep saying it, is on the biggest heater I've seen a sport on in generations.
Proof. I mean, hey, faster games, listen to your fans, listen to your people. Sells. I mean, the pitch clock is nuts, man. Like Roku's behind last night when I'm like I'm following this bet that I made, so I'm trying to see if they get an out. Roku was behind by like four pitches, and that was only like a 25-second delay. And like Estevez had already thrown like three pitches before I even saw one on the TV.
Isn't that crazy how fast it's going?
And like, I know that Roku's delayed because it's not the live TV, but even the live TV, it's still like a pitch and a half ahead.
Yeah.
Like I can tell you what's going to happen before it happens, which nobody likes that. I don't do that. I just keep it to myself and keep my reactions numb. But like that's, I mean, it's fast. It's entertaining now.
It is.
Just don't shut it down, because if you do, you're going to lose more than half of your audience.
I mean, even if they came back with a floor and cap, I think people would still be like, again, you burned me. You know, it was going so good right now. And then you're going to try to shut this thing down. Don't do it to yourself, man. Don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've earned a new regular viewer in here, not just of the Royals this season, and if they left,
that
would be
awesome,
tough, man.
Because I do firmly believe, and this isn't a shot at you or anybody that's young, baseball missed an entire generation. They missed
that's
your
not a shot.
Generation.
It's just a fact.
Baseball missed your. You didn't miss it. It's not your fault.
No.
Baseball missed it. Baseball missed your generation. And I think they're slowly finding your generation.
Yeah, I think so too.
You got stars, you got quick games, you got compelling storylines.
Yep.
Like, it's fun. It's good right now, and it's cool.
I don't
to
got
hear.
An old guy yelling at me about the way it should be. It's
no,
just like,
nobody's doing that in baseball anymore.
No, that stopped too.
More people do that in the NFL now than they do.
That's become yes
in baseball,
100%,
and that's a good thing.
We had our first AP poll drop of the season. This will be our last one, folks.
You know, Binkley's a voter in this, right?
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, that's why he was up all night rewatching the games and stuff. Texas.
No, that's not why.
Number one. This is the first AP poll of the season, all right? Number one, Texas. Number two, Penn State. Number three, Ohio State. Number four, Clemson. Five, Georgia. Six, Notre Dame. Seven, Oregon. Eight, Bama. Nine, LSU. 10, Miami, Florida. Texas, the first number one ever to be an underdog week one against your Buckeyes. One word.
Amazing. Like, that's amazing right there.
Awesome.
The Texas is the number one team in the nation. And the fact that they're playing Ohio State on the road in their first game of the year is even better, and they're not playing St. Mary's Sister of the Blind. But to be an underdog and be the first number one team ever shows you kind of where college football is right now. We're not easing into things anymore, right? Let's go.
Yeah, exciting. I mean, I know that you don't necessarily have to be told, hey, Ohio State versus Texas is 1-2 or 1-3, whatever it may be. You're going to watch the game no matter what.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to see like who's in the top 10 and who's not by the end of the season.
And this is like, I mean, I know it's like a lot of these teams, but it just seems like this top 10 is like some real blue chip schools, some like marquee universities, and they're all going to be good. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, college football is going to be good. And, you know, just talking to somebody yesterday who has a friend that's getting some NIL money from, I think it was KU, they were saying a couple $100,000 and stuff like that. Just to have those conversations now and see the players getting taken care of and able to kind of fend for themselves and, you know, make a little bit of money on the side playing for these universities is going to be a lot of fun. I'm just real interested to see, again, we talk about we want the end game. I'm excited for the ride, but in 5 years, are those same powers going to be in college football? Are we going to see different powers every year? How's it going to be? I'm interested to see the next 5 years of college football.
And will it battle against?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the playoff poll teams. Like where they rank the AP and where they rank the college playoffs. Yes. Well, are they going to be different? Well, on this poll, they're ranked third, and this one, they're ranked second. Yeah. So it's like,
how could it be the same? It's people. There's no way it could be the same.
Controversy.
Yep. Which is what they love.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.